The scripture reading for this evening is from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. And if you have your copies of the scripture, I would invite you to turn there with me. Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. This is the story about Peter denying the Lord three times. Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. Then they seized him, Jesus, and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light, looking closely at him, said, "This man was also with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also is with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. The title of the message tonight is "The Look of Love." We've all done it. Whether we'd like to admit it or not, we've all given a look that was directed toward our spouse or our children or a friend or even a brother or sister in the Lord. And that look communicated perhaps with a frown or a scowl, said this, "Can't you do anything right? I told you so. You blew it again, didn't you?" When Peter denied he knew Jesus three times, the text states that the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Have you ever wondered what Jesus' facial expression must have been? Was it one of those looks that could kill? Or was it the look of love? And by the way, all four of the gospel books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, have the account of Peter's denial of knowing Jesus. Only in the account in Luke, though, is there the description of the Lord turning and looking at Peter. So let's take a closer look at the look that Jesus gave Peter on the night before the Lord went to suffer and die on the cross. So the whole premise of this sermon is that Jesus would have given Peter the look of love. In spite of Peter's three-time denial, Jesus' face would have communicated compassion instead of condemnation. His look would have shown exceeding love instead of exasperation. His glance would have been one of tenderness instead of frustration. Why is that? Well, I want to show us some scripture verses that'll help us answer that question. First of all, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, "We love because he first loved us." And then John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." God's love in Christ is agape love, which is defined as unconditional love. It's a love that's faithful and committed. Jesus' agape love is full of forgiveness and understanding. It's 100% perfect love that only God can have. Agape love is the kind of love that Jesus had for Peter. It's the love that must have been expressed when he turned and looked at Peter. Now, I must admit, in most situations, when there's a call for compassion and tenderness, that most times my facial expression does not exhibit what Jesus would have been showing to Peter, that look of love. My look is, for example, in the grocery store line, the dawdling shopper causes me to have a frown because I'm frustrated. They're going too slow. And that's actually a picture of me. That would be me. And how about when you're on the road and you're driving and this guy just blows you off the road, and then up a few miles, there he is, stopped. And I don't know about you, but I have an arrogant smirk as I pass by. Yeah, you got yours, buddy. Scripture states that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And since the mouth is part of the face, it usually expresses the look that emanates from the heart. Is there anger, bitterness, or resentment in our heart? Then it will be displayed on our face. What has your facial expression been displaying lately? What would your response have been to Jesus' look of love? According to our text, Peter wept bitterly when the Lord turned and looked at him. Now remember, Peter had been a close companion with Jesus from the very beginning of the Lord's ministry. He was with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane that very evening when the Lord's agony was manifested by his sweat, becoming like great drops of blood. Here was the man who, when asked by Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Here was the man who made the bold statement, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." The realization that Peter had denied the one who loved him deeply must have been overwhelming. At that moment, he must have felt excruciating guilt and shame. Perhaps the pain of his denial was too much to bear. That's probably why Peter wept bitterly. His faith in the Lord faltered. Yet after Jesus' resurrection, the Lord encouraged Peter when Jesus affirmed his faith at the breakfast on the beach. You see, God's faithfulness remains steadfast and true even when we're faithless. Here's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Now, if you're like me, you're probably thinking to yourself, I wouldn't deny the Lord. No, I wouldn't be like Peter. That wouldn't be me. Really? That sounds more like the account of the Pharisee in the Bible who is looking down his self-righteous nose at the tax collector and saying, "I'm glad I'm not like that man." Actually, we're more like Peter than we'd like to admit. In fact, God wants us to see ourselves as Peter. Whether we know it or not, our lives are a mess. We try really hard, but yet inside we're prideful. We're weak, and yet we think we're strong. We're failures in so many ways. However, the person who is a follower of Christ, just like Peter, has the assurance that in spite of ourselves, Jesus still loves us. When we screw up, The Lord's countenance is the look of love. There's no scowl, no frown, no smirk. And that's because God's love is demonstrated for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, we don't have to get our act together in order for God to love us. And God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Isn't God wonderful? Are you kidding me? Indeed, his love is deep and wide and surpasses all understanding. God's love is demonstrated through the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. The shedding of Jesus' blood means complete forgiveness of sin and the total satisfaction of God's wrath against sin. Something really good happened in a horrific execution of the innocent, humble Son of God on a cross. What man meant for evil, God meant for good. That's why Good Friday is good. That's why Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday is celebrated with joyful exultation of the risen Christ. If you've never understood this or believed this, embracing the good news, which is the gospel, will change your life today, tomorrow, and for eternity. As author Arthur Jackson wrote in a recent Our Daily Bread devotional, he says this: if you haven't received forgiveness from God through the death of Jesus, what's keeping you from doing so today? How about you? Are you a follower of Jesus? Is the look of love in Christ an assurance that God's love has been poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit? If so, be assured that the Lord Jesus has dealt with your guilt and shame on the cross. That's one of the reasons why we celebrate and remember the Lord Jesus with the bread and cup at the table of the Lord. No need to wallow in our sin, but every reason to rejoice in his grace and mercy. Peter knew that. Do you? When Jesus turned and looked at Peter, he deserved a look of, "I told you so." But what he got was a look that said, "I love you so. I love you so." If we're in Christ, he loves us no matter what. Even on our worst day, Jesus' look will be one of love, tenderness, and compassion. How about you and me? What will our look be when our spouse or our children or a close friend or a brother or sister in the Lord messes up? Will it be a look that could kill, or the look of love? You see, love beams brightly in the face of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He made the only way for the Peters of the world, people just like you and me, to be loved by God. How great is he for doing that? My goodness. And think about this. Jesus' look probably lasted less than a minute, but the love ensconced in that look lasts for eternity. What a great Savior. So I'd like to end this message with these verses from an Old Testament scripture, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Let this be our prayer and amen to the wonderful gracious and merciful Lord Jesus. And I'd invite you to read this scripture along with me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's pray. Father, as we gather tonight as your church, and we have celebrated that truly nothing but the blood of Jesus will pardon sin-sick people like us, that in your great love, you made the way, the only way, through you, Jesus. That love that cannot be understood, incomprehensible, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not cancer, not depression, nothing at all. Father, we truly do have reason to sing praises to you tonight about what a great Savior you are. Thank you, Jesus, for this privilege to worship you. And it's in your name that we pray alone. Amen.